You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, so I'm reading here that grizzly bears are going back on the endangered species list. When did they go off the endangered species list? You know, so I realized, you know, maybe I need to educate myself on what animals are on the endangered species list. Okay, you know, I figured, I don't know, maybe a half a dozen. Oh, my gosh. There looks like there's almost 1,000 of animals and species on the endangered species list. One, I looked at this. One is called the Zorro bubble nest frog. Like El Zorro, right? It's like Zorro the Gay Blade, Zorro. Zorro bubble nest frog. Alejandro de la Vega Zorro, I guess. Then there's a Zoe waterfall damsel. Yes, you could see. That's just in the Z's. There's a Unanafu frog is on the endangered species. The Yosemite toad. A lot of yellow type stuff. In the X's, I can't pronounce that. A wild goat. It says wild goat and wild yak and wild egg frog. They're on the endangered species. You should really kind of take a look at this. You know, make sure you don't have any of these in your house. An unga. What the hell is an unga? Unga. That's on the endangered species list. There's a Ubatuba dwarf frog. Ubatuba, isn't that a type of granite? Isn't that Ubatuba? I think we have Ubatuba in our kitchen. The Ubatuba dwarf frog, the toucan bat. This is kind of cool. I mean, I can't go through the whole list with you guys because the show is only an hour each segment. The New Zealand kaka. No, we're not talking about poop. New Zealand kaka. I don't even know what some of these are. But wow, I mean, I'm glad somebody's, you know, watching all these, the Maya pupfish, but I, you know, well, grizzly bears, so don't, nobody shoot any grizzly bears. I'm a little nervous of bears when we go hunting. You know, I mean, we don't go hunting, I'm sorry, we go camping. We go camping. Trust me, we don't hunt. When we go camper, we have a camper. We have a fifth wheel, you know, it has a toilet, it has beds, it has heating, you know, but my husband always says, don't go camping if you have your period, because the bear senses blood, you know. And I don't have the average delicate period, okay? You know, we're talking Niagara Falls. So my husband never lets me go camping if I have my period because he says it's going to attract bears. All right, my kids are absolutely disgusted by the whole subject. So while they make vomiting sounds, I'm trying to educate myself. Well, what if I don't know if it's coming and we're in the middle of a camping trip and it comes? He goes, well, you got to get rid of it. Get rid of what? I go, what, you get me pregnant? So I get rid of my periods? What do we do? But apparently it's a real big deal. You aren't supposed to, you know, you got to do something with your trash. I don't know because I don't even get through this far of the conversation because my husband gets mad at me usually when I argue with him. You know, I mean, my husband's excellent. He is really, really good. And our marriage is a two-way street. And, you know, he does value my opinion, except when it's something that's his territory or his turf. So camping, backpacking, scuba diving, I don't get to voice an opinion, okay? And, of course, I have opinions. I mean, I have opinions wherever we go. Oh, you're scuba diving. Am I going to look fat? I don't know if I want to put my mouth on that mask. It could be, really, you have a knife? Why do you have a knife if you're going scuba diving? I don't think I like this. No, he's like, woman, shut up. So when it comes to, like, camping and rules of us, he wants me to just say, yes, sir. Now, I've never said yes, sir. You know, in our whole marriage, you know, maybe, you know, anniversary night, we'll do kind of the Lord of the Rings role play, and I'm like, yes, my lord. You know, anything you say, my lord, I will serve you, my lord. But that's something you guys don't need to hear. That's none of your business. But when it comes to, I mean, he wants me to do the yes, sir, and I don't do it. I'm like, okay, I don't get this. I don't get this. I can't flush the toilet because the trailer's not hooked up, yet I'm not allowed to bleed. So what am I supposed to do? He's like, just stand there with your legs crossed. So we almost always get divorced every time we go camping. And like I said, the kids are grossed out. All right, so here we are on the Dr. Dahlia Show. A lot of good stuff to talk about today. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff to talk about. Whether I'll do it on my show is a whole other issue. I guess they have worms that they're going to send out into space because worms are supposed to mimic humans. Really? Really? We're that close to worms? So we'll kind of talk about that and what NASA's doing. I heard NASA wants a dishwasher. I heard NASA's trying to develop a dishwasher because the astronauts want to wash dishes. I didn't know they have dishes up there. I mean, really? Really? The astronauts do chores? I'd love a dishwasher. My dishwasher doesn't work. NASA wants a dishwasher. I want a dishwasher, and I pay taxes, please. But if we need to get the astronauts a dishwasher, come on, they get to be up in space. They get to have those suction potties. They don't have to do any work to even potty, yet they need a dishwasher. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, trash compactor I get. Trash compactor, because, you know, you're up in space. You really can't have garbage. You know, if you're drinking your soda pop, you know, you can't. How do you crash and deflate the can? Trash compactor, I get. I don't get dishwasher. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Are the occupiers, the Occupy people, are they still in the news? Why are they still in the news? Oh, they're mad. Oh, they're mad because they got kicked out of Los Angeles. Okay, so they're now threatening that they're going to give us a winter of discontent. What are they doing again? What are they, what's their purpose? They said they're going to come back and they're going to have encampments in Portland and, well, I guess they got kicked out of Los Angeles, but they're going to come back in and they are protesting against social inequality and corporate excesses. Social inequality. So somebody who loses their job is a social unequal? That doesn't make any sense. The majority of us, we're all in the same boat. Yes, there's some rich people. Yes, there's rich people on Walmart, not on Walmart, on Walmart, Wall Street. I'm blown away by this whole lottery thing. Right? Remember there was some multimillionaire won the lottery in Connecticut, and I guess he had three trustees get the award, and everybody is just giving them a hard, hard time. And they're looking all nervous. I would too. All right, don't go away. We got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmental friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Shut up. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Of course I'm talkative. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. We're going to be talking a little later this hour about arsenic and fruit juice. Apparently Consumer Reports does agree with Dr. Oz that there are high levels of arsenic in our fruit juices. We will talk about that, and we'll talk about how McDonald's is fighting back San Francisco's ban on the McToys in the McHappy Meals. I think it's McRidiculous, but that's neither here nor there now. Let's talk about another McRidiculous, McStupid story. Colorado kidnapper. There was a guy, he actually held a couple at knife point. And he now, 2 years later, is suing them for breaking an oral contract that he had in which they weren't supposed to snitch, but they did. All right, so the kidnapper is suing his victims. Convicted Colorado kidnapper, all right, is suing a couple he held hostage 2 years ago for breaking their promise that they would help hide him from the police. What happened is apparently he was running from the cops and he crashed his car into their house, and he goes into their house. They were living in Topeka, Kansas at the time, and they held them at knife point, but then apparently they started talking, and he ate some Cheetos, and he drank some Dr. Pepper, and I guess they had Patch Adams, the movie, playing in the background, so they all kind of sat and watched TV, and then the couple managed to escape after the kidnapper actually fell asleep. He must have been on drugs, okay? Now, they left. Later, he gets caught by the police, but he says he was shot in the back. So now, basically, this kidnapper wants to sue the couple he held at knife point for $235,000 because it was their fault that he got shot in the back. I don't really understand this. I'm looking at this guy. He looks like a total doofus. Absolute total doofus. Last hour, right before we started this hour, we talked about a teacher. Crazy lady. Allegedly, of course. This is a third grade teacher out of Shawnee, Oklahoma. Elementary school teacher, Kimberly Crane, has resigned amid accusations that she asked her female third grade students, we're talking 8 years old, 8 year olds, to come to her house for a Christmas party and dress up in Christmas bra and panties. She had these little 8 year olds dress up in Christmas bra and panties, decorate the tree, and she filmed them. I can't imagine. Now, a couple of the girls said, hell to the no. I really don't want to wear the bras. I got to tell you, bras scare young girls. I remember the very first time my mom showed me one of hers. Now, okay, you think I'm a double D. Whew. My mom was one sexy mama, all right? But her bras, I mean, when I was 8 years old, I was scared. I mean, you know, we're talking like two pillow. I mean, to me, it looked like, you know, two pillowcases. Or I was like thinking David and Goliath, like the sling. I was just really, I was really intimidated. I'm like, I gotta wear that. And you see the metal straps and the elastic and the snaps. And, you know, my brother, when I started to wear a bra, my brother learned very quickly how to do the bra strap smack in your back. You know, my friends would do that to you in class, right? They'd grab the bra strap in the back, hold it as far, like an arrow, like you're shooting an arrow. And I mean, you are stuck. You can't move because you know if they let go, you're screwed. And you'd be in class, you're not allowed to talk, right? And then my friends would go, bang, it'll go snap, like, ah, the teacher's like, what's going on? Like, nothing, because you couldn't tell them that was your bra. Anyway, young girls, they're really frightened by those things. So a couple of these girls told the teacher, no, I don't want to wear a bra. So they wore a t-shirt, even though the teacher urged that they did. Now, police searched the house. They took laptops, flash drive, iPods, they seized a portable hard drive, etc. And then another pupil later reported that the teacher had all the children in her class Skype with an older man wearing glasses. They were supposed to call him Uncle G. They don't know who this guy is, but honestly, I think all the adults involved, I put them away for life. Why are there so many sickos? What is going on? You know, we were talking about the previous hour. We were talking about that Utah professor who allegedly was looking at child porn. What is the attraction? I don't understand it. This is disgusting. Yeah, I mean, I could understand people looking at, you know, regular pornography. You know, I could understand that. But not children. I mean, really? Are they really sick? So anyway, they interviewed the gentleman who was sitting behind the Utah professor. The Utah professor, his name is Grant Smith, who allegedly was on a Delta flight from Salt Lake City, Utah, to Boston on Saturday. And was looking at childhood porn. Well, they interviewed the guy that sat behind him. He was the whistleblower. His name is Kurt Wade. And he said they were both in first class. See, I gotta tell you, I'm in the wrong profession. I do not make the money to sit in first class. I wish I did because I have a horrible time flying. I told you about my horrible time flying. The stewards don't like me. There's no room in coach. The bathroom's too small. There's no bidet. I'm just not happy. Anyway, so Kurt Wade was sitting behind the professor, and he caught his eye, and he's seeing this guy scroll through naked images of girls that are getting worse and worse and worse. At first they were semi-nude, then they were totally nude, then they were doing weird stuff. So he started freaking out, and he called the steward, and the steward's like, you know, to the professor, sir, please, all electronic devices need to be stowed at this time. And apparently he didn't want to stow. Instead of stowing, he tried to erase the images. Anyway, police were contacted. They met him at the scene. But, yeah, they were both sitting there on first class. I just don't understand. I mean, and these do they not think what they're doing is wrong? I almost want to vomit talking about this. Okay, now, in Jerry Sandusky news, we're still being haunted by this. The accuser, all right, one of the accusers says Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky abused him over 100 times, but threatened his family to keep him quiet about the encounters. This is the first of many lawsuits in the Penn Stude child abuse case. The man is 29 years old, named John Doe. That's a common name. A lot of guys are named John Doe. Claims Sandusky abused him from 1992 to 1996 at the Cochise State College home, in the locker room, on trips to Philadelphia, and a bowl game. You know, it blows my mind. It blows my mind that this could happen that many times. Accusers said Sandusky sexually abused him more than 100 times from ages 10 to 14 and threatened to harm him and his family if he told anyone. Well, that's how they do it. You know, these kids can't fight back because they say, we're going to go after your mom and dad. So unselfishly, they go through it. The suit also names the university and the Second Mile charity as defendants. The man says he knew the coach through the children's charity. All right, I think this world is filled with complete sickos. You know, we've been talking about sickos a lot on the show, and a new one surfaced in today's news. John Hinckley Jr., who tried to assassinate Ronald Reagan. We spent a significant amount of time on the show talking about what happened to Ronald Reagan, how he survived. You know, really quickly, when Ronald Reagan was shot by John Hinckley Jr., there were 6 bullets that John Hinckley Jr. fired. Of course, he did this to hopefully enamor Jody Foster. Not that Jody Foster knew him, but he thought Jody Foster would think that he was such an amazing man for doing such a feat. And of the 6 bullets, the 6th bullet is the one that hit Ronald Reagan, but not directly. It had ricocheted off the limousine, went under his arm, brazed his rib, and then got into his lung. While Ronald Reagan was in the car, he started coughing up bloody sputum, et cetera, so he was already going into signs of pulmonary edema. But Ronald Reagan was pretty tough. He didn't know where it was coming from. He might have cut his lip. You know, he didn't feel it. He goes to George Washington State Hospital, and he walks. He tries to walk. They wanted to, you know, they're like, he's like, I can walk. But then his knees buckle. He starts to fall when he was in the kind of in the holding area. So they quickly drag him into trauma, of course, and they undress him. They start ripping his suit off. And, of course, he's you know, unhappy about that. He gets mad, but he's joking the whole time, you know. And he's making jokes. And you hear the famous joke. He asks the nurse. He said, I hope you all are Republicans. And the doctor, Joseph Giordano, who had been known to be a liberal Democrat, said, today, Mr. President, we are all Republicans. And they did a good job. They got the bullet out. I mean, he was really becoming hypertensive. He was bleeding internally from this. His blood pressure dropped into the 60s, and normal blood pressure is 120, 130 systolic. And he, they did chest tubes and gave him oxygen, IV fluids, tetanus shot, of course. But amazing stuff. What was interesting, though, about the story is usually he wore a bulletproof vest. Just that day, Secret Service was like, he only has to walk 30 feet from the hotel to the limousine. Really? Well, he walked by John Hinckley Jr., who shot him. Now, John Hinckley Jr. is in the news because he wants to be released out of the insane asylum or insane hospital he was put into because he was acquitted of all charges back in the 80s. The jury acquitted him because they said he was insane. After that, of course, Congress had to pass the Insanity Defense Reform Act, saying, okay, you know what, we got to tighten the federal standards. We got to make it tighter. Now we got to have the burden of proof on defense instead of prosecution. But, he wants to be released or spend more time with his mom. I don't like it. Let's go to break real quickly. We'll come right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to Survival RX. NovaRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow me on Facebook. We got some cool pictures of this guy who lost his thumb, but had his toe transplanted onto it. I don't really want to say they're cool. They kind of look creepy, but we'll talk about that. And, of course, if you want to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to your city locally, you got to go to your radio station and tell them to bring on the Dr. Dahlia Show. And GCN, my home, will make it happen. We got Donovan working the dials today, and we are rocking and rolling. So with John Hinckley Jr., I don't want us all to panic. I don't think they're going to release him so easily. Prosecutors said they've been watching him as he goes on these little leave visits to visit his 84-year-old mother. But they found that, you know, he's a liar and he's pretty deceitful. They say, you know, he'll pretend like he's going to the movies. He'll go all the way up to the ticket counter and then he'll run, take a jolt over to a bookstore and find books on presidents that were assassinated and assassination attempts and Ronald Reagan's assassination. I mean, you know, he's still calculating, just like Jared Loughner and the Congresswoman Giffords shooting and that massacre that happened. I mean, these criminal, you know, defenses of insanity and people not being found guilty on base of insanity, I think is an absolute crock. I am amazed that Jared Loughner, they're even entertaining the insanity case. I mean, and then if so, fry him, okay? I mean, fry the guy. He's a danger to society. So John Hinckley Jr., is he a danger? Is he going to go out and kill other people? I don't know. If he's racing back to, you know, a bookstore to try to read up on something that happened 30 years ago that actually put him into the institution to begin with, I think this guy is pretty calculative, pretty manipulative, pretty deceitful, and the guy's an absolute kook. No, he shouldn't be released. I not at all, but he needs to be with his mother. Yeah, like his mother's going to keep him from doing something. You know, these people that perform crimes like these, I almost feel sorry for people that actually are insane, because they make people that have insanity look bad. I mean, I've known many people who were mentally unstable, who needed to be in institutions. We've taken care of many of these people. And I'm going to say, I have not met one who was violent. I mean, just absolute little puppy dogs. And here we have Jared Loughner and John Hinckley Jr. pretending to be insane, right? Using that as their defense so that they get off. I'm sorry. No. No, not at all. So I don't want to, you know, rehash this. We talked about this on the previous hour. As far, I'm surprised that he didn't even get the death penalty. I mean, I'm surprised that he gets to walk around and they're even considering this week. They're going to take about a week to decide how much release he gets. They say his insanity is in remission. Okay, so let me get this straight. Okay, if he couldn't be tried and he was acquitted on multiple counts of murders and weapons, etc. All right, he was acquitted because he was insane and the insanity is in remission. Then what are you telling us? He could go back and, you know, decide to go after our current president or our future president? Or I mean, what are you saying? His insanity is in remission? So I think his defense team, I hope they aren't successful with this, because I'm still amazed that they, you know, let him walk around and leave, you know, the institution, go visit his mother, and they let him go into bookstores and read and study about assassinations of presidents. The guy's a sicko, an absolute sicko. All right, let's switch topics here. Some really cool stuff in medical news. They believe they found an HIV treatment that shows 100% protection in mice. Now, HIV treatment has never been 100%, all right? They're still trying to figure out the HIV vaccine, but they have actually come up with something that was 100% effective in terms of protecting mice against the infection. Now, what they did is, rather than doing antibodies and inducing antibodies like a vaccine, from what it sounds like, what they did was they inserted a gene. And this gene is what's priming the immune system to make the antibodies. All right. Now, let me see. This was done at the California Institute of Technology. They injected mice with the gene that's thought to protect against HIV. But the studies end, the mice appeared to have 100% protection against the infection. Whew. These poor mice, they give them melanoma. They give them genes for breast cancer. They give them genes, you know, really, give these mice a break. But you know what? Okay, if they were 100% cured, that's pretty good. So now they got to try to, you know, translate this into a human's immune system. All right, now they said they used a harmless virus to carry an antibody gene, injected it once into the mouse's leg muscle. The researchers found that the mice made high levels of an antibody for more than a year. That suggests lifetime protection for a mouse, although we simply don't know what will happen to people. Yeah, I don't know how they're going to get subjects here. They say even when mice were injected with very high doses of HIV, they didn't show the loss of blood cells that results from HIV. So researchers can't completely rule out the possibility of infection, but their tests on a few hundred mice show no evidence of HIV. Okay, still not good enough, but I like where they're going with it. I think it's pretty cool. I mean, considering what, you know, some of these researchers have been studying, right? Like the woman who decides to have an orgasm and an MRI. I'd rather they spend more time on HIV and cancer if they can. All right, well, good for them. Hopefully they'll figure that out. Okay, now, something that definitely needs more research is arsenic levels in our fruit juice. Remember Dr. Oz from the Dr. Oz Show? I love the guy. I think he's great. Had said, look, we have too much arsenic in our fruit juice. Well, Consumer Reports jumped on this and decided to test it, and they agree. They found 10% of the juices tested had arsenic levels higher than what the FDA allows for water. Now, FDA only allows about 10 parts per billion of arsenic. They found, and 10% of the juices sampled, one grape juice that had 23 parts per billion, one had 86 parts per billion, and baby apple juice. So they tested apple juice, they tested grape juice, Minute Maid, Welch's, Tropicana. And, you know, arsenic could cause cancer, it could cause chronic diseases, you know, and if the kids are getting arsenic in their juices, well, what are we giving them? Now, it wasn't all of them. We're only talking 10%. It wasn't all the brands. But this is kind of some slipshod type of monitoring as far as I'm concerned with the juices. Now, personally, I think your older kids should really be staying away from the fruit juices. Yes, I know they're yummy. Yes, I know they're tasty, but they should be drinking water. They should be drinking low-fat or non-fat milk. And they should be getting their fruit naturally. Give them the apple. Give them the grape. They don't need to be having apple juice or grape juice. Now, I know babies, they love their apple juice. They really love their apple juice. But even with my kids, apple juice was a treat. And if they don't get this arsenic thing figured out, maybe you're going to have to make your own apple juice. Right? You know, I mean, it's pretty easy to do. You squeeze the apple like you squeeze an orange. Right? And maybe I think you have to add a little sugar and you have to add some water. But I'm not really trusting our government and how they inspect and see our foods. I mean, every other week we're having some sort of salmonella or E. coli or listeria outbreak, and I'm sick of it. And right? Now we got arsenic in our fruit juice. Ridiculous. Again, not enough to panic. We've been drinking apple juice and grape juice for decades. I don't know of any one particular case where any one of us got cancer from that. But again, it's one less thing. We really don't need. Oh, was that a double negative? One less thing. I don't know. I probably dangled my participle too. Sorry. I know it's a family show. It's a family show. So honestly, we got to get the kids off the fruit juices. Also with the sugar. You know, I mean, each one of those kind of little boxes is about 100 calories, and they suck it down in seconds. We have to retrain. I think our kids are over sugarized. I can't tell you how many kids are like, hey, where's my dessert? They want dessert for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Where's my dessert? Dessert? Dessert used to be a very fancy thing you'd get once a month, maybe. You don't get dessert all the time. But these kids are getting fruit juices even at school, part of their lunches. It's ridiculous. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking about what's going on with McDonald's and the ban on the toys, what they're doing. Looks like Walgreens is offering flu shots for free. I don't want to talk about the worms in space. Don't go away. Coming right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. So I guess Walgreens is going to be offering $10 million in free flu shots. Well, it's already December, and most of us already got our flu shots. So thank you. Thank you, but no thank you. No, this is good. This is actually good. Walgreens is offering $10 million worth of free flu shots to uninsured Americans who can't afford the vaccine. They're working close proximity with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Kathleen Sebelius is behind this one. It also, Walgreens is smart because, you know, if they have 300,000, you know, people coming in to get shots, then they get 300,000 new customers, you know, because the pharmacy's in the back, okay? You can't go through the drive-through to get your free flu shot. You know, you got to go past the enemas, past the maxi pads, Passy, et cetera, and migraine. Now you know what's in my shopping cart. But yeah, all right. So here we go. How do you get your free voucher? I guess the vouchers can be exchanged for one free flu shot at any Walgreens. Yeah, one per customer, people. Yeah, just get one flu shot. At Walgreens Pharmacy, the Take Care Clinics, or Duane Reade Pharmacy in New York. I believe you could get them from the website, or you have to go through the U.S. Health and Human Services website. All right, you know, it'd be nice for them to spell out how you get it. Okay, you don't tell us you're giving them, and then you don't tell us how to get it. Oh, but you know what? They're getting all the publicity. Okay, so for those of you that didn't already get your flu shot and could take advantage of it, why not? Why not? All right, now this was a very, very interesting surgery. A 29-year-old gentleman in England severed his left thumb while sawing through a piece of wood. James Byrne, 29 years old. Now, the surgeon put his thumb back on. That's usually what you do. Put the thumb back on, but it didn't really revascularize. Blood flow didn't go, and they even tried leeches. You know, in Europe, they're still using leeches. It saves money. They're cheap, right? Okay, don't have to pay copay. Leeches, they work. They do, but it didn't work on him. So what they decided to do was they decided to take his toe. So they cut off his toe, and they put his toe in place of the thumb that cut off, that, you know, obviously wasn't revascularizing. And now he's walking around with a toe on his left hand. Okay? I think the family would be freaked out. I mean, you know, he's got a disfigured foot. Now he's got a disfigured hand. He says people are coming up to him going, gosh, your thumb is swollen. It's a toe. I got a toe on my hand. Pictures are on my Facebook page. All right, if you go to my Facebook fan page of the Dr. Dahlia Show, you'll be able to see it. I don't know if you want to. I mean, he's happy. He's actually giving us a thumbs up. It's not a thumbs up. He's giving us a toes up. Crazy. Absolutely. I'm looking at this. It is. It's a little freaky. I was talking the first hour how I couldn't do it because my big toe's always dirty. I always got, you know, sock pieces, you know, or some sort of toe jam in there. I want my hands clean. I would not let my feet go anywhere near my hands. I don't know how he keeps it. So what, does he get a manicure pedicure? He gets a mani-pedi? What is he? Okay. Not funny. Good for him, though. Good for him. I love it. I mean, I don't know if, you know, nature wants us to be putting different body parts on each body part, but if his toe works on his hand, good for him. Okay, so what else is happening? So I guess they're putting little worms up into space because they think they mimic us humans, right? We're actually really, really close to these worms. Now, they're using a microscopic roundworm called, oh boy, oh, Latin's tough for me, Caenorhabditis elegans, okay? Let's just call it C. elegans. Now, see, that sounds pretty. When you call the roundworm C. elegans, that sounds pretty, but if you go Caenorhabditis elegans, it doesn't sound as cool. So anyway, scientists have tracked the development and reproduction of this worm. All right, yeah, they were watching these worms mate under the microscope, I guess. They've been watching them through generations on the International Space Station, studying how they could deal with radiation, how they could, you know, if they could reproduce, if they could, you know, deal with the rigors and the risks of a long trip to Mars. Now, they have been able to show that the worms can do well in terms of withstanding a lot of the pressures. Now, why is a roundworm, why are these worms so similar? Well, they say the roundworm has about 20,000 protein-coded genes, and humans have 23,000. There's a lot of overlap between their our genome and theirs, and they say many of our genes perform the same functions. Well, they don't have arm genes. They don't have leg genes. I don't think they have a uterus. Well, I guess, anyway. So C. elegans nematodes or roundworms have undergone examination, and they think that they would be good to study out on Mars. So what they want to do is launch. Oh, actually, they did. They launched these to the space station on the space shuttle. How come they got a ride on the space shuttle? They were able to keep tabs on the worms. Apparently, the worms spoke back, I guess. Houston, we have a problem. They were able to keep tabs on the worms for the next 3 months as they zipped around the Earth at 17,500 miles an hour. Oh, these poor worms. The tiny space travelers did encouragingly well and braved the low Earth orbit. Now they want to launch them to Mars. Yeah, take the researchers with them. How much money is this costing us? None of us want to go to Mars. I mean, unless, of course, Obamacare takes over, then yeah, maybe I'll be on the next trip. Launching Sea Elegance to Mars, for example, would allow scientists to see just how dangerous the high radiation levels found in deep space are to animal life. These roundworms will obviously be going round and round in space. Round and round. All right, well, good for them, I guess. Okay, what other scientific advancement do we have? Oh, these pee-pee bags. Okay, there's a new bag for guys called URN Controls Go Guy, as in urine. It's a pee bag for the transportation industry. Now, they've been using these for pilots. Pilots have had urination bags, you know, because many, many pilots don't have a bathroom that they could get to. So what this does is it allows people to urinate on public transportation by using these Go Guy products. These products are making a huge splash for Come on. Come on, that was funny. All right. Really, you guys don't get my jokes? Okay, so apparently they've been using these in we talked about these in Netherlands. Remember in Netherlands they decided not to equip their trains with toilets? So 131 of the trains don't have toilets. So what they're going to do is pass out these bags. You know, but how does a woman use it? I guess you go into a room. I guess you get some privacy. I would spill over. There's no way. All right, they say people need something small enough to keep in their pocket at all. Oh, gosh, you put it in your pocket? So that in an instant they can relieve themselves. The solution was a small, compact, watertight bag that is filled with polymer crystals that will gelatinize, doesn't that sound tasty, the urine upon impact. Each URN control package is small enough to fit anywhere, including pants pocket, and comes with a wet wipe for sanitary cleanup. Okay, let me fill you guys in. Women do not want a wet wipe after they pee. Okay, we may use wet wipes when we relieve ourselves going one, two, or three, but we're going to need something dry like toilet paper. All right, apparently they retail $1.49 and is an economical, safe way to have peace of mind. You want to know what I predict? You know how we're so ADD when it comes to our smartphones and computer? Now they're saying we're going to be able to pee at an instant. All right, I think a lot of us are going to start losing bladder control. Because if you think about it, we get now all anxious. If we can't get to our computer, or we can't answer a text, or we can't get our mail, and now they're going to be training us to be able to pee at a moment's notice if we have to. Well, whatever happened to holding it till you get home? Or holding it till you get to the movie theater? Or, you're watching the movie and you're waiting for the best part? Whatever happened to that? And now, you could just pull out your Go Guy pee-pee bag and actually go in the movie theater. You got your wet wipe. You got your wet wipe. Oh, my God. I can't even do this story. I think I'm getting the hiccups just talking about it. That's absolutely ridiculous. All right. Yeah, you know what? These wet wipes, if you guys ever seen, do you ever go to a rib place and eat ribs? Right? And you get those little things. Those are wet wipes. I know. They're like an inch by an inch. You unfold it, you get maybe 2 inches by 2 inches. I'm sorry. I don't think that's going to cut it. All right, guys, if this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay tuned for more Dr. Dolly at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.